Here's a little ditty about a cat. It's a black cat who loves mystery and astrology like you and me. It's black cats and the zodiac.
Hi, welcome back to another riveting episode of Black Cats and the Zodiac. This one's a kind of a funny one. Not really funny. I'm just going to do the forecast for the next 3 months or so. My Xander's is in here, so I'm going to close the door. I just feel like I'm loud sometimes when I'm podcasting. But this one's funny because my boyfriend just broke up with me. And he had his reasons. You know, everyone has their reasons. But I am also mid to high key a clown. And none of those were part of his reasons. So my clowning is just A+. A+ clowning. And also easiest breakup I've ever been to. So that was nice. Kind of because I wasn't expecting what he said. And so it made it kind of easy, even though I was like stressed out about it for like a day. But things happened and we hadn't talked, or he took his space since like last Friday. And we hadn't talked, except for I called him like 11 times one time on Sunday night, because that's my crazy. I don't like being ignored. And if I know that you're ignoring me, I will call you until you pick up. He did not pick up. I caught myself. And I left a couple of voice messages, nothing too crazy, just, those little things, nothing crazy. Because I'm already being crazy, but, nothing crazy happened, nothing out of pocket, just me being slightly unhinged, which is good, you know, slightly is okay, even though I could be more unhinged, I kept it at slightly, which is good, and I'm proud of me for leaving it at slightly. I didn't show up at his house, I wasn't crazy like that. I didn't pound on any doors. I wasn't crazy like that. You know, I stayed in my bed and just two of those calls were on accident. And then I had to make up for them. So it's cool beans. I don't mind because during that time period, I literally fixed my car window and I did 3 podcasts and I slept full nights. I think it's kind of a wash. He said that in a month we can be friends, but I've got concerts to go to. So we'll see how that goes. And, this clears me for Boston in June because one ticket there and back is a lot cheaper than 2 tickets there and back. Not saying that I was going to buy both tickets, but like, it's easier to plan for one person than it is for 2. And so we'll see how that goes. So I'm pulling for April right now. I'm going to write it down so that I can fucking remember what happened. So when April comes by, you know. Excuse me. When April finishes off. I'm trying to remember what happened when I pulled, because, like, there was, like, it's kind of, like, the Knight of Cups, which is, like, some, like, an emotional discussion rushing in, so, like, I guess that could have been the breakup, really, and then there was the Near Future, hold on, that was card 6, wasn't it? Yeah, Near Future was the, Ace of, the Ace of Cups. And so that's like an emotional or creative opportunity or whatever. Something new, you know? So a new beginning of sorts, possibly, or a new beginning to like my creative processes. Cause like Pisces and it's in Venus. And so they're saying that that's a really dreamy kind of like time to kind of trust your intuition and get into your creative habits kind of energy. And then Mercury's in retrograde, and you know this is the same boy that I can't have when, like, the stars are aligned correctly. So, like, this was a gift. And so I'm not going to be mad about it or sad about it, because, like, it is what it is. And if we see each other again, cool. If we don't, cool. I had my suspicions that as soon as, like, if we were in the shadow of the shadow phase of Mercury retrograde, there was going to be a problem. And there was. But there was things anyway. But that's, which is why it kind of, like, was like, oh, okay. But yeah. Easiest breakup, though. It was nice. I have to see him tomorrow because I owe him money, because he was kind enough to buy things for me that I needed for my place. Like a fucking couch and shit. And so, good. He's a great guy. Any ladies out there? Great dick, great dude. He'll buy you shit if that's what you're into. He'll also tell you what's what, though, so watch out for that. But yeah, anyway, pulling for April. But, like, yeah, the thing that's kind of in- and then there's a death card at, like, the bottom of the staff on that last tarot reading. So just rebranding, basically. It's funny how tarot cards can kind of, like, I'm just going to be a witch of divination, a encouraging divination witch. That's my certification. And I'm going to love it. It's going to be fucking the tits. I'm not going to be the same person in a month. Cool. I thought Jenna was trying to get out. Anyway. Happy spring. This is funny because I didn't know it and I feel like I should have known it. And he said that it's going to help me with my catio, but, like, I'm probably going to do it this weekend. Let's be honest. I sleep now and I wake up and I get things done. Like, it's springtime, which is my second favorite time. Summer is my first favorite. So, like, I get to sleep. I'm going to start working out, and now I get to work out and, like, check myself out and be like, oh, so conceited. I'm so fucking excited. Goodness. Oh, God. And then, so, like, and then I already had a plan for, like, if I needed people to go, like, concerts with, if I wanted that, I'm just gonna, like, pop on Tinder for a moment and be like, hey, going to Avril Lavigne, Simple Plan, Sum 41, this date. Who wants to come? And then I'll just wade through the fucking people and then take the coolest one. And then I got concert buddy. Easy as peasy. And I'm super excited for me. I'll probably do it probably like 3 weeks in advance so I can meet them and make sure they're not fucking crazy. But yeah, I'm not trying to... See, I like going to concerts, but sometimes, you know, you like to do things with people. So, concert buddies are nice. What else? But no. Okay, yeah, so spring equinox. So, I didn't realize that that was the day that the day and the night were at the same, like, the same amount of time. And that was super rad. So, which means that the autumnal, am I even recording? Equinox is the same, would be the same thing, right? Because I know that the summer solstice is the that's what I thought. So summer solstice was supposed to be the longest day, so the shortest night. Okay, and then the fucking winter solstice is the longest night, shortest day. Why am I not figuring this out? It's kind of funny, kind of hilarious. I kind of like it. I'm gonna go with it. Anyway, so 3 card spread for Or should I do... No, I'll stick to the 3-card spread, because what I do is I'll clarify with my little deck, my Sun and Moon Tarot cards. We get to buy more sage. See, the thing about being in a relationship is you spend so much fucking money. And so I get to actually save money and pay things off now. I get to go back to plan A, because he was a bonus. So... When you don't get what you, or when you get what you think that you want, it's interesting how easy it is to let it go when it doesn't figure into, like, your actual plans. And, like, there's so much things that I was putting on the back burner because I was doing other things. It's my Virgo in fucking the seventh house with my palace, apparently. If you know, you know. If you don't, you need to go watch or listen to the last episodes. anyway, so Aries pool for the month of... April Aries, yeah. April's tarot pool forecast. Let's go. Okay. First card, that's the mind, past, background. I pulled the Wheel of Fortune. So, interesting. And then the King of Pentacles. And then the Ten of Cups. So, the Wheel of Fortune is a happy card, as we know. Let me look it up a little bit here. So funny, because it's like the freedom to embrace change. The start of a new cycle. So, like, yeah, there's literally... So, like, this breakup just happened. And it's the start of a new cycle. And... it's, like... And it's another 10. So, that's interesting. It's the Car of Destiny, it says. Yeah, okay. So, I'm just starting things off new. Like, new chapter, close the book, starting new, which is awesome because it's also the start of a new soul, like astrology new year, astrological new year as well. So it's all very serendipitous that things happen at this time, you know. King of Pentacles, as we know, very solid, very sturdy, very grounded, mastering of his coin and his money, financial abundance could be on the way. That's like what it says, like, is like the present or the body, the present, the problem. So, like, that is fair for all three of those because, like, I have a good job, I work overtime as much as I want because, like, they just have the need, and like, I get paid tomorrow, and I get to buy breaks tomorrow, or on Saturday. So, I'm super fucking stoked that I get to take care of myself. Like, I don't know about you, but, like, I get so much self-worth from being able to take care of myself. And so, I need that as a person. Like, sure, sometimes I need help. That's fine. But the ability to actually take care of myself and just fills me with so much respect for myself. Like, I don't know about you guys. I couldn't be one of those people who just fucking lets people take care of them. Because, like, I would just get fucking tired of it, you know? That was obviously probably me in a past life, though. So, and then we have in the... Spirit, the future, the advice is the Ten of Cups. So just kind of celebrate yourself. This kind of vibe I get because, like, there's, like, the Ten of Cups, like, in a rainbow. And these kids are playing. And there's this, like, couple of some sort because it's, like, the person's got, like, a hand holding on to the side of this other person. They're both, like, hands in the air, like, this is amazing. Just behold. Oh, yeah, there's an eclipse coming, too, in Libra. And they're saying, like, look back at the past themes of, like, Libra back in October, and they still have the same dude. See, it all comes back around. This is why I believe in karma. Everything comes back around. So, yeah. So, but what does that card actually mean? Sorry. It's a 10, so it's completion. It's family and friends are providing support. Life is joyful. You are enjoying inner peace. And that's what I'm coming to find. You know? I think that's kind of funny. New chapter, stack your cash, fucking get it, girl. That's what it is. That's what it looks like, okay? That's what it looks like. Oh, yeah, I didn't fucking do that. Okay. And then on the bottom of the deck, I've got the Nine of Cups. Sorry. Things are good. Your wishes have been fulfilled. You have good reason for satisfaction. Like, that's on the bottom of the deck here. So, like, that's the overall reading. It's just like, it is what it is. Which is the worst thing. Because sometimes it's like, it's not as cut and dry. It's not as black and white. And I think about, like, yeah, over the course of the last few months, my first boyfriend, because I used to think very literally, very like, if it's not this, then it's that. And that's, it wasn't, that's not how it is. There's a lot of gray area that people kind of hang out in, you know, because like they don't know all the answers. So like they use caution to kind of, you know, operate around the world. And it's interesting when you don't think like that. It's interesting when you don't excuse the gray area. It's interesting when you don't like consider the gray area. And so like he was such a good troll. And we were debating something. I was getting feisty because, like, I just fucking, I can't debate because, like, I just get too emotional into it. And he was saying something like, there's a lot of gray area, so you can't just, like, believe or take one side because there's, like, what if this is this? What if that is that? What if this and that and this? And so, like, it kind of taught me that, especially with life and people, that there's so much gray area that it's hard to just kind of like just assume this one thing is happening because of this, you know? And so I've been thinking about that, and shout out to him for teaching me that lesson early on. Because I was just a wee little high schooler. Just first boyfriend right out of junior year. It's my favorite year of high school. Anyway, I'm shuffling my clarification cards. I'll pull three of those as well, one for each fucking thing. Oops. Alrighty. Wheel of Fortune, you've got the Four of Wands. Is this in reverse? Nope. Well, the Four of Wands is in reverse, though. That's completion. So, like, when I think about it, remember, like, in the regular or other tarot decks, because these ones are kind of weird. They're different factors, so they're going to mean something different, actually. So I should probably look it up. Sorry, I'm so tired. But it's like the marriage card, they say. But four or wands are active. That's fire. And it's moving, so it's moving forward. So it's kind of like a new chapter, kind of, but stop and contemplate. Yeah, stop and contemplate and kind of like take your lessons before you step into the next one. It's kind of what I'm getting from it. Because it is in reverse, so it's in fire's active. So you would think, like, if it's forward or not in reverse, then it'll be a forward kind of moving action. But since it's in reverse, I'm thinking that it's a stop. You know, it's a stop and think, rather than a rush forward. So I like that. And this is the time period, because Mercury's in retrograde, so it's like not really like go ahead and make decisions, but like I've got a lot of fucking work to do that I've not been doing because I've been, you know, hanging out. And you don't create the future you want by hanging out. Taylor Swift said it best. If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Oh, now I get like reasons to cry for TS11. Fucking sweet. Alright. Me as a girl. And they've got the Queen of Swords on the King of Pentacles. So that's someone who knows how to talk to people. Yeah, so basically with this, because the Queen of Swords is a person who knows how to kind of get what she, like, she stays logical throughout the situation. She doesn't let her emotions get the better of her. So it's kind of like a be smart and think of the possibilities moving forward into your in your money making financial kind of decisions. It was the kind of thought that I get from that. Yeah, and then we've got the Ten of Cups with the Two of Swords. Okay, so so there could be something that I'm missing with the everything that I'm not seeing as clearly. And so it just kind of goes back to the other cards with the whole watch out for forward, or make sure like your next steps are kind of with caution and careful. Xander's he's meowing. Alrighty, what do we have next? I'm gonna pull an affirmation card and I'll read it to you guys. Read it to you guys. Oh, sorry. you guys don't. I picked up the book thinking that I was gonna do the thing. Huh. Three of Wands at the bottom of this deck, though, and that's have foresight and vision, show leadership and responsibility. So, yeah, just be fucking careful, but move forward. Keep to yourself. Don't be, because, like, you know, everyone's like, oh my god, I'm single. Ah, so much dick. Ah, but it's like, no, do the things you need to do. You've got time now to focus on yourself and get back into their fucking good habits. Because, like, before I started hanging out, I was at the gym, like, every day. Like, I was tired, but I would still go. And then I'd be like, you're a bad bitch. And I'm like, I'm a bad bitch. And that's how it went. So, I don't know. I'll go back to the gym now. Because the gym always has the answers. You gotta sweat it out. Just super exciting. Also have to get ready for summer. And now I can go through my, have fucking time to go through my closet and get rid of everything. Need to buy another fucking window, though. Don't even get me started. I know that I just fixed my window. I know I did. But I went to my car the other day and fucking the other side's fucked up now. And I'm like, what happened? And, you know, I don't know for sure. But, like, I had, like, an inkling of, like, hey, Rachel, maybe you should move your car. And I was like, oh, no, I want to see it because, like, you know, I just fixed a window. And then I go out there, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but my other side's bashed. And I just want to blame it on kids, you know, because of how it's bashed. And, yeah, so that's what I'm doing. And so on my affirmation deck, I didn't pull, I just flipped it over this time, which is different that I, something different that I did. And the cup was at the bottom. And I always say at times like these, like, my cup has been empty, you know? And, that's funny. My cup has been empty. Sorry, I just had a thought. And I get into these relationships and I don't fill my own cup and they don't fill my cup because I don't try to ask for anything because, like, I try to be as simple as possible. Because, like, I feel like a bother in most places, in most cases. And so I, just like, and then, like, with my job, it's just emotionally draining. And so then with everything like that, my cup is, like, empty and stays bone dry. And so I just kind of fucking deal with it. All right. So this cup card, it says openness, reception, pass the baton. I'm just kidding. passivity, possibility. Right now, you should be looking towards the outside world and opening yourself up to the possibilities of what it may give you. If you are receptive, the universe will supply you with everything you need. Cup your hands and see what falls into them. Is that not the reading? Is that not the fucking reading, though? Like, that's basically it. Like, new fucking beginning. Fucking your money. Watch it. Be realistic, be logical with it, plan accordingly. Fucking, you're gonna be happy, but like, watch out for that too. Just make sure you're fucking handling your shit and being careful. Like, plan accordingly. Tell me why I have both of my calendars on my bed right now. So I can plan accordingly. I'm so excited to get back to planning. Like, I see, this is why I'm a clown. I'm like, oh, I know all the things that are good for me to do as a person. So what do? I forsake all of them. And then I proceed to continue forsaking all of them, including my sleep, my ability to eat, my things I need to take care of within my own household. And then they break up with me, and then I'm like, oh no, why did this happen? I'm a star. And then I look back, and then I get back into my habits, and I'm like, oh, I feel good again. And the whole reason why you usually break up with me is because I fucking am so boring. I don't do anything because, like, I've forsaken my entire personality for this person who's, and they're not even, usually they don't even dance. Like, they don't even dance. You know? They don't even dance. And I love dancing. And that's my problem. But like, thank you is what I should have said. That's probably what I'm going to passive, not, it's not passive aggressive when I mean it though, but it's going to come off as passive aggressive, so I probably shouldn't say it. But when he gets his money tomorrow, I'll probably tell him. Thank you. All right. I don't know if it's going to keep recording when I'm going to take a picture. Beans. All right, can you still hear me? I think so, yeah. All right, I want to get these cards back together. Can my left back is golden, golden, my left back is golden, taking my own freedom. And that's the fun part, because I just got my freedom back. So it's like, and I'm not going to be reckless with it, because like, what does that get me? Nowhere. I don't know how to tell you how good it feels to literally have all of my freedoms back. You know? I don't know. Also, I found a Starburst. I want to eat it. I'm sorry. But that was a reading for April. Oh gosh, I shouldn't eat this 1 second. Alright, I'm back. I was eating a Starburst and I got a little, you know, Starbursty. So I paused the cast. Also, thank you for supporting me when I wasn't podcasting. I need to look into probably getting a Patreon, because I feel like that'd be fun. I could do little tarot readings over Patreon once I like get certified, and little astrology birth chart things over Patreon once I get certified. Because I feel like I don't have the knowledge that I want to have in order to feel confident to, like, do that for you guys. like act like pay make you pay me. And I'll start off small, maybe. I don't know. I'll research it a little bit because I know there's some fucking people out here who are like just flipping cards over like $400 for a reading because the energy is so hard. And I'm like, is it though? Like, unless you actually have like spiritual abilities, I don't think the energy is that hard for you. Because like when you really, really think about it, like simple terms, you're just shuffling cards. And you're taking whatever comes up by chance. If you don't believe, like, you know, in spiritual stuff. Or if you're not, like, you know, being spiritual about it. And, like, so I don't know. I feel like I've just, like, because, like, I believe that, like, you're connecting. But I'm, like, also the person who doesn't, like, believe in things just happening for no reason. Like, I think that everything has a reason. I think that everything comes back around. And how you treat a person now comes back around to like how the universe treats you. So I don't know. I just value kindness. Sorry, I'm trying to shuffle, but, like, these cards don't want to shuffle. Maybe that's my sign. Probably, it's like, stop talking about it. Okay, moving on to, was it May? Oh, and then we're at half a year, dude. Yeah, so I would love, 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 love to see, because of my witchy business, the sun rise over the summer solstice. I feel like that would be the fucking tits. And that would be so cool and so fun. So, mid to high key, replanning my Boston trip. Excuse me. That was a good burp, though. And then I can open up that fucking Friday for working. Cool. And then next Friday I have off, so that's going to be really exciting. Probably not going to do anything. But I'll have 72 hours to be home. Which sounds like the tits. What's this weather going to be like on that day? If the weather's nice, I might go outside. I don't know. Hold on. Let me find out what the weather's gonna be. Okay, it's gonna be like 58 degrees, so that's not too warm. So I'll stay inside. Play some board games, you know how it is. You know the huge, pool beans. Ooh, judgment at the bottom of this deck this time. Ooh, that's heavy. I'll pull it. And the high priestess. All right. Huh. We all know what judgment's all about. A signal of impending judgment or a postponed decision. Events from the past may resurface. Okay. So, is this karma coming back around, Taylor? Interesting. All right. Okay. Oh, okay. I'm growing. Oh, okay. All right. So, what I've pulled here, I've got judgment for the overall kind of energy. So with my goals in mind, this means to me, what I don't get done, it's going to come back around. And what I do get done, it's going to come back around. So my actions this couple months now are going to set the tone. So I try to operate in the way that brings me my highest good. I try to ask the universe to remove things and people from my life that don't have my highest good in mind. I need to get back into my spiritual practices for sure. But I also need to like get back into believing in myself and knowing that it's done when I want to do it. Like, it's done. It's already fucking, it's a for sure thing. So I just need to plan. And I did read somewhere, or heard somewhere, probably TikTok. It's going to suck when that gets banned. So I also, side note, I posted this thing on Facebook. I was like, once TikTok is banned and everyone starts posting on Main, some people need to mind their business. Because, like, it's true. But anyway, so I saw this thing on TikTok, and it was like, people who need to manifest things by writing it down are Mercury in the Midheaven, and I've met Mercury and Sagittarius in the Midheaven, so, like, I need to write it down and go do it. Because, like, Jupiter's on my side, I'm going to be lucky, I'm going to just fucking do it, inspire energy, so as long as I fucking do it, that's always how it's been. Just, it becomes. And just becomes. You know what I mean? So, my back. So then with the first card I've pulled here, it's the Three of Sticks. The Three of Wands. And okay, so it's like this guy is like holding his staffs, looking outward away from me. So he's looking towards the past. And that's just kind of like I said before, still remaining to learn from your past mistakes, it seems like. Having foresight and vision, showing leadership and responsibility, but you don't get those from, you know, just like looking towards the future only. He's learning from his past. And that first card is in the past background. Okay, so yeah. So is someone from the past hanging out? Is my question. Because how is a card talking about the past in the past position? And it's a people card. It's a person card. So that's interesting information there. Interesting. All right. Moving on to the second one. And that's the present, the body, the problem. And I've got the what? The Nine of Pentacles. Bitch be growing and fucking... She's eating it up. She's fucking looking at all of her fruits of labor. And she's like, I made this. And it's like, yeah, you might rely on your own insights and resources. Maintain discipline. Get better at everything. So building upon what April was going to be about, this is be putting those things into action. You know, and just kind of actually doing them, which I'll have space for. Because I've got nothing else to do. Isn't that exciting? It's so fucking... You've got to know some things about me. So my top three most favorite things I've ever done in my life. Top one, nothing. I love doing nothing. Top two, sleeping. I fucking love sleeping. It's the tits. I love sleeping so fucking much. And then top three is laughing. I fucking love laughing. You know? I guess top four would be eating in there. Five would just be warm. But, like, yeah. I don't know. There's something about fucking doing nothing that just fucking... And not having to do anything. Or not needing to do anything. You just fucking... That's what it is. You just fucking get to be a vegetable. My favorite thing to do. And then I started, like, I don't really consider it meditating, but just being still. And I got to do that, too, this weekend. Like, I don't know, you know? Well, I do know, because that's the, like, I asked the universe for things, and the universe is like, are you sure? And I'm like, yes, please. And then it's like, okay. And then it's like, oh, here you go. And then I'm like, thanks. And usually, you know, you always kind of want to beg the universe for things. And I didn't. I just asked the universe to remove things from my life. You know, that's not for my highest good. And this has always been something that that it's removed. And, like, I've only got it back because, like, I asked nicely. And it's like, just, this is the last time. And it's like, all right, bitch. It's the last time. I don't know. I enjoy it. I enjoy the give and take. Because you're always surprised. But it always makes sense. You know? All right. And then Megan Thee Stallion's going on fucking tour, and she's not coming to the peninsula, is what I wanted to say, but the Pacific Northwest, but she's going to California. That's a ticket I can buy. I can go train ride. I wouldn't, because I have to work. But how exciting would that be? You know what? I need to research this, because that would be a fun-ass fucking thing. A fun-ass fucking thing. Like, I deserve good things. I've worked too hard. Alrighty. Going to get my little clarification. Oh, sorry. I didn't do the third card. Third card is the Five of Pentacles. That's the people, like, outside in the fucking cold weather walking by the glass-stained window. And I'm going to read it. Okay. So, that's... Okay, so... I'm going to look it up, because I don't think it means what I want it to, what I think it's going to mean. You know what I mean? You're like, fucking no. Of Pentacles. Okay. Okay, so it's going to be difficult. Okay. So, with the Nine of Pentacles there, it's like, you must rely on your own insights and resources. But in the future, there, that I've got the Five of Pentacles. And that is the, basically, hard times card. It's like, they're fucking poor. Dude's got a broken leg, no shoe. And some sticks as crutches. And she's, like, just wrapped up in a fucking tarp of some sort. Walking outside, and it's like, snow's coming down. And that's a hard time. So basically this card's like, beware, because after everything happens, you could have some trouble. And that makes sense. So I need to, like, prepare and stack my cash and actually save money, which I'll be able to do. So it's interesting. I just love that. I'm just a fucking clown over here. Because, okay, no, I'll break it down. This is what I do. What I do is, and I got called out for it once, but I was like, no, that's not true. But I don't think that they could have seen it in the way that I think they did, or with I think that they didn't. But Pisces first house. So what I do is, like, all of my internal, like, fears and things that I do and I talk to myself about, I project onto other people. And then when they do it, I'm like, oh, interesting. You feel blah, blah, blah this way. And they're like, actually, no. So I realize that it's not like everyone else holding me on a pedestal. I'm holding them on a pedestal and they're falling short. And I'm mad at them because I think that they don't want to be with me because I'm not good enough. But I'm like, actually, in my head, I don't think that they're good enough. But I don't see it that way because, like, I'm just trying, like, you know, I'm in it. So you don't see it till you're out of it. And then with this last one is, like, I think that I'm full of shit. And I'm trying so hard to be, like, a good person when I don't think that I'm a good person. That... just not making you feel like you're a bad person. And I think that's kind of clown behavior. And so it is what it is. And it's interesting that that's what it's come down to. And I should talk to someone about that. But, like, how do you do it, you know? Because that's, like, an inner thought. Because, like, you can just do things, you know, that makes you feel like, oh, yeah, I'm a great person. Or you can just accept and be like, yeah, I'm a shithead. And, you know, I don't want to do either anymore. Like, I don't want to fucking pretend. Like, I don't know where I get this thought process from for, like, I'm a bad person. But, like, it's there. And, I think it's, I don't know, I just feel like I'm just pretending to be a person sometimes. Because I'm just like, whatever is happening, I'm just so fucking tired that like I don't feel like I'm present, so I'm just pretending to be a person. And then I often like hurt people's feelings, or so they tell me. And I'm just like, why did that hurt your feelings? Because I'm trying so hard. Why did that hurt your feelings? I don't know. It's clown behavior, it feels like. And maybe that's also something, because it's a clown and they have to put on an act. And maybe that's what I feel like I'm doing. I was putting on a fucking act and it's not working. So anyway, that's my self-diagnosis, I suppose. Let's get back to it anyway. So my little baby deck here. I'm gonna shuffle up some cards. Sorry, I'm just thinking about it. Goodness. Just, if there was ever a book on being a human, I would wish I could have been able to read it. It's the most alien shit I've ever said. Besides, I cannot wait until I'm fucking stardust again. God dang it. All right. First card, Ten of Pentacles. We're on top of the Three of Wands there. So, Ten of Pentacles is like a card, you know. Oh, it's more of a warning. So, okay. So, these are money problems coming. That's interesting. Watch out for my past money problems. Okay, because I know that in April the podcast comes out, because oh, I'm almost at 2 years. You guys, I'm almost at 2 years podcasting. Fucking cool. Good. Wow. And this last year has been mostly myself. Fucking rad, dude. This is the longest commitment I've ever had. So yeah, Ten of Pentacles. So because like I know that, and that's like that's a couple of hundy. And then that's the only real major expense that I know of, besides like, you know, paying these things. If I do need to do my taxes still, I fucking hate doing taxes. I fucking hate doing taxes. And just taxation. It gets later and later for me every fucking year. Just taxation is theft. There's no fucking reason why I should pay taxes from my job and then pay taxes at the grocery store and then pay taxes at the shoe store and then pay taxes on any and everything else, and they're not even going to fixing the roads like they should. And it just makes me mad, because like they're not even representing us correctly. Like we've got the same two motherfuckers for fucking running for fucking president as we did, and nothing. Like what is this? What is this race? What is this? What is this simulation? It's fine. I'm fine. It's cool. All right, next card, Death and Rebirth. This is a card that's not. Oh wait, yeah, it is. So this is their major arcana then. Number 13. Death, yeah. So okay, and then that's coming out in the present with the growing your wealth with the Nine of Pentacles here. So it's a new beginning then. I'm transmuting my old fucking habits into better habits, 'cause like what? I'm eating at home, not eating at home, but I'm not eating, gonna be eating out as much, and I'm cooking my own food, and I get to fall back in love with cooking. than actually making my fucking garlic butter fucking spread like I wanted to. The new age of baking is upon us. Alright, so that's, I'm taking that as a positive. There are new ways of making money. I mean, the Ace of Pentacles, the new opportunities as well, but it's going to be hard at first. As most things are. You can't give up when it's fucking first thing's hard. At the bottom, I've got the Nine of Pentacles again. So that's general reading. It's like, work, or it's like, put the actions, like, you're going to get what you're going to get what you put into it, basically, with this Judgment card. And then, don't forget your past fucking relationship with money. Learn from it, because you're growing wealth. It's going to be difficult, but you're going to have a new stuff. You're going to have a new beginning. You're going to have a new kind of mindset, and it's going to grow steady. I love that for me. All right, now my little fucking affirmation cards. I feel like everyone should have an affirmation deck. Everyone should have an affirmation deck. And I need to just take care of myself, you know? Like, sure, I need to buy another fucking window. I need to also probably, I don't know, just buy like a fucking net to go over my car at night. Would that be something? Like, how do I stop my windows from getting fucking busted? Because, like, even the fucking dude below me, like, his fucking rear mirror or window got fucking or busted out. His rear view mirror window. Rear window, yeah. And it's like, okay, this time the crow's on the bottom. They like the shinies. Oh, that's funny, because I didn't pick up my shiny. So, like, I believe that sometimes the universe sends you trinkets, and that's its way of telling you that, like, you're doing a good job, keep it up, something might happen, but, like, it's the process, trust the process. And so I've got some on my altar here, I can buy a new altar, I don't read these books. So, in the fucking couple of months, I'm gonna fucking reorganize my whole room, probably. I saw a shiny earlier, and I didn't pick it up, but I saw it. And I wonder if that's what it was. But this is what it is, so that's cool. I'm not mad at it. Where's my book? Alright, so the crow here. Cave, cow, crossroads. The crow. Disruption, ill omen, destruction, obtrusion, magic. Interesting. Okay. Often pain and destruction force their way into our lives, disrupting our safety and sense of peace. Crow suggests that something has disrupted your sense of self lately, or that something will soon. Through destruction and obtrusion, we often find our power. Crows are as intelligent as they are abrasive, a symbol that though painful things in our life may knock us down for a while, they also bring us closer to our inner wisdom and magic. This is what I love most about my readings, is that I'll say something, and then the cards and their meanings, like, justify, or it backs it up. But yeah. It's something crazy is going to happen, but, like, it's going to be for the greater good. Just be fucking careful. Cool beans. I'm not mad at any of these. You know? Because how can you be? Alrighty. Gotta take another picture. Boom. I do enjoy how I'm able to just fucking pop these fucking casts out, though, for you guys. Because, like, you guys have been starving for months. Months! Weeks, at least! And I'm over here sucking dick and not podcasting. I'm sorry. All right. Moving on to June. Wow, May's gonna be crazy. Yeah, and then I'll write these down and reflect upon them, you know, and see. So that at the end of the month, I can tell you kind of about, oops, my little earring. Tell you about, like, what's happening and what happened. And, like, what came into fruition and what didn't. Because I'll also do my, my monthly tarot reads, too. I really like this. You guys are great. Thank you. Thank you for being here. All right, let's get June out of the way. Then that'll be my 6 months then for ya. Second quarter down. Whoops. All right, I need to take a shower and go to bed. I have to take an Uber to work tomorrow because I can't drive. But what a treat to be able to take care of myself. What a fucking treat. What audacity. It's fine. You don't need to know. Sorry. Sorry. But no, I've got Avril Lavigne. And then, Taking Back Sunday comes in June as well. And so does fucking, there's another one, All Time Low. And those tickets are fucking selling out fast if they haven't already. So I need to focus on as many things as I pay off is how much I can fucking pay for tickets. Oh, my back. That's not even counting the summer, though. What do I want to do? Do I want to play a sport this summer? Is that what I want to do? I kind of do. I should probably start running now, though. If I want to play a sport, I don't want to suck. Mm-hmm. You know? I was talking to this patient, and we were talking about a foot sail. It's just basically indoor soccer, but the smaller ball. And I was like, that's kind of... kind of silly. And then he told me how much it was. And I'm like, that's real silly. Fuck that nonsense. I'll just play regular soccer. Alright. Bottom of the deck, we've got a upside down. What, the whole deck is upside down, so I'm not going to count it as upside down. But it's a two of wands. Which is leadership, commanding presence, daring, direct, individualistic, original, and inventive, bold. So, blazing my own trail here, which is the plan. So by June, everything's coming into fruition. So knowledge is gained in April, fucking experience is gained in May. Kicking it, killing it in June, because the star's right underneath it. So, killing it in June. Heard. And then cruising. Hopefully. Oh, okay. Welcome back. I've got the Nine of Cups in the past. So, Nine of Cups, what is that? Yeah, things are going to be good. So, following, you know, the fucking caution I got there at the end of May, things are going to be good in June. Like, it's still good, but it's just probably like a little bit like a turbulence. It seems like the magician, shut up in the present. I'm just fucking manifesting shit. I love it. It's my tattoo. Oh shit. That is my next tattoo, actually. Thinking like on my leg, do a leg piece. Is that trashy? I don't care. Why would I fucking ask you? I love the magician. It's like, it's just a master manifest. You're just fucking taking your shit and you're fucking putting it out in the universe and you're working towards it. You're putting it together and then it is. You know, you work as if you already have it and then you fucking do. You do. And then the Queen of Cups in the future. There, I'll be happy, which is what I strive for. My freedom and my happiness. Alright. That's crazy. But like, let's look into like what the Queen of Cups actually means there. Yeah, friends and loved ones appreciate your loving, tender nature. You have intuition, some psychic ability. Well, I do see it as just like happy, just grounded, because she's got like one foot in the water, one foot on the ground. Well, or she is water, looking at her. She's got a cape of water, sitting on her throne by the sea. That's great. That's crazy. That's great. That gives me pause because, like, that's fucking awesome, dude. That's fucking awesome, dude. No. Like, I don't know, that just kind of like solidifies like everything that I'm going to be working for. And it just kind of gives it like a sense of like it's going down, you know? It's going down for real. So that's really cool. I really appreciate it. I just have to stay daily on it. Stay on top of it. So I need to buy some sticky notes. That's really cool. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like give you guys a silent treatment, but like that's really cool. That makes me happy, you know? It's a validation for me, you know? 'Cause like, sure, I'm happy and it's like it's fine right now, but a bitch gets lonely, you know? A bitch gets sad. And like I'm choosing to build on myself rather than like going and searching for the next chlamydia dick. Chlamydia dick. And that is great, you know? 'Cause like I also have a whole fucking yoga instructor fucking workshop to do as well. And I almost forgot. And so you can't give up on yourself, and you shouldn't give up on your dreams. And like, if I want to be crazy and weird and like go into like the occult as a job and I just want to change lives like that, bitch, like fucking go after it. Like, what's my thing say? I figure if a girl wants to be a legend, she should go ahead and be one. Fuck yeah. And then proceed as if success is inevitable. Bitch, yes. That's the vibe I'm on. That's the vibe I'm on. Fucking all the good ones say that the grind is hard. But no one grinds harder than a Capricorn. It's destined, you know? It's magician energy. It's like manifesting. Life is supposed to be simple. But reaching your dreams isn't. And that's why it's gonna feel so fucking good. Like that he's like, oh, in a month we can be friends maybe. And it's like I'm not gonna be the same person in a month. Like at all. So good luck with that. All right, Ten of Swords at the bottom. That's a sleepless night if I ever saw one. Things couldn't be worse, much worse. You see yourself as the victim, the martyr, why me? So like, that's underneath the Ten of Cups or the Nine of Cups there. So things could be going fine, but like as long as I don't stay in this kind of victimhood kind of peace of mind. That, you know, anyone can get into, but like I know that I get into it too sometimes. That's why I end up projecting. Just stay away from negative thoughts as much as possible there. All right. Sorry, I'm pulling the car, the small cards to kind of clarify my bigger cards, if you will. The Princess of Wands here over the Magician, and it's in reverse, so that's a problem. Oh, and the Prince of Cups at the bottom of the deck. All right. Yeah, Prince of Cups at the bottom of the deck. I'll take it. And the Ace of Swords underneath that. So, like, that's an invitation of some sort, possibly. It's not my problem. Sorry, I was thinking. Princess of Wands. Where's my little thingy? Where is my little? Oh, here it is. Alright, Princess of Wands. Here you go. Earth of Fire. Playfulness and willing to try new things. Confronting inner obstacles. Subduing the tiger signifies wisdom, fear, and obstructions. Okay. Because she's got a tiger there and she's like running away from the fire, but she's like on top of it. So this tells me, since it's in reverse though, that right now she's like not face. She's facing her, like, usually she's facing her fears, you know, she's not afraid of anything. But this tells me that there's going to be some intimidation coming through. Like, I'm going to be afraid of something. And I caught myself today telling myself to be brave. And it was interesting. And I was, but it was interesting that I had to tell myself to be brave. And that's over the Magician. So I'm gonna want it, but it's gonna be intimidating. I'm gonna get it, and it's intimidating. So I need to, you know, follow through, even if it's scary. That's a big one for me. Yeah. And then hold on, I'm gonna read this Prince of Cups because that's the overall reading for these small little cards here. I've got, all right, so it's Air of Water, emotional desire and passion, attracted to romance, but afraid of intimacy and involvement. The goblet with the snake symbolizes emotional transformation. The clairvoyant dolphin indicates a free spirit. So the Prince of Cups is just kind of like the Page of Cups, I want to say. So it's kind of like an emotional offering of some sort. An emotional offering. It feels like. Which I don't understand. Then the Nine of Wands. So that's more fire. What are we setting ablaze this time, guys? Take extra precautions as you may have to defend yourself and may need... Okay, so it feels like I'm going to be going into, like, an area that I'm not going to feel like I feel a part of. And I'm going to have to be cautious of who I can trust. Because this is my plans going forward. So that's why I'm kind of, like, saying it like this. Because, like, I don't know the metaphysical community, you know? And what I do, or wanting to do, is going to be different than, like, what they've seen. And they're going to call me out, you know? They're going to be like, you don't know this, this, and that. And you don't know this, this, and that. And I don't want to be in that position of, like, being ignorant. Even though we all are ignorant of something. Some people like to get on a high horse and they're like, I have been doing this for blah, blah, blah years. Like, I see it at work and, like, I don't. See, like, it, you could do something for years, but it does not mean that you're experienced if you didn't learn anything, you know? Like, if you are studious and you're learning and you're growing and you're making sure that, like, your talent is backed up by your knowledge, or your knowledge is backed up by your talent, then it's a different world. You can't just fucking assume that things are going to be handed to you because you've been in the position for decades. You know what I mean? And that's my fear, that, like, I'm going to hit a wall with people. I'm trying to, like, break into this new environment. And that's the caution. That's the whole thing. And if I'm able to do that by May or into June, then that's crazy, you know? that I'll be there by then. And that's exciting. Because, like, I'm going to be putting in the work. So, well, hey, Xanders. Oh. Okay. That doesn't usually happen. So, I'm going to take these cards, too. Because what came out was the spiral and the bird and the evergreen. So it doesn't usually happen like that, but like they slipped through my thumbs. Oh my god, my eyeball itches. It slipped through my thumbs, but spiral, like the other two cards were face down. So like the universe was offering them to me, but I didn't have to take them. But spiral was flipped over. So I'm taking spiral for sure, for sure. But then the bird and the evergreen, I feel like, are additional knowledge that I'm going to take as well. So let's go to spiral first. Because these are my affirmation cards. Sorry, guys. I'm not being very clear. All right, so I'm very Jupiter. Okay. Spiral. Growth, expansion, journey, transformation, unfolding. Spiral is like a bud, full of potential and rapidly unfolding into something splendid. Spiral suggests a time of rapid growth and expansion in your life, but the nature of spiral is twofold. Spiral is going to turn both ways, and therefore this card represents progression and regression simultaneously. That is to say that spiral reminds us that during times of unfolding, the power of this transformation comes from the center, from within us. Is that not what I was already saying? You know, is that not what I was already saying? And then bird, turns back to the crow. bird here. Hold on, almost there. There you go. Messenger, see? And this is why I just can't get behind people who are like, yeah, nothing happens by choice, by chance. Or sorry, everything happens by chance. It's like, no, it doesn't, because why does this bird come out and it's like literally like it's a messenger? You know? Messenger, news, soul, freedom, enlightenment, spirit. Birds are a harbinger of news. Something is going to come into your life soon, and you probably already see it coming. Bird asks us to be aware, to look out for the signs around us. Often, when we are close to enlightenment or understanding a deeper truth about ourselves, we see small beauties in the world that lead us there. Reminders that all things around us are a part of us, and that we are greater than the things that hold us back. You too can fly if you let yourself be free. Like, things just fucking, things, see, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, you guys. This is like a coming back to, you know? And then evergreen is the last card that came out. And constancy, yeah, good luck, vitality, strength, longevity, creative force. Some symbols indicate a burst of inspiration, a quick spark. Evergreen, however, indicates a lasting bout of positive energy. We can call it good luck, but ultimately, it's a longevity of spirit and creative force. Evergreen suggests that you are in an extended period of blossoming your life, that there is a lasting strength and vitality permeating everything you do. Remember that all seasons come to an end. Perhaps soon you'll feel uncertain and blocked. Evergreen reminds us that our creative energy is constantly flowing within us if we know where to look. Like, that's beautiful, okay? Thank you so much for being with me during this podcast. Because, like, I feel like this is just such a special moment that I'm so happy that I get to share with you guys. Because, like, never has anything been so clear. I'm going to take a picture. 1 second. I'm going to post this on my Black Cats and Zodiac Instagram page, and I have to post it separately to my Facebook page. So if you guys don't see it, I'm still posting, obviously. Hopefully. I've been scattered, you know. So I'm doing better now that I've got, like, you know, the time. Fuck, what am I doing? Let's close it back up. Open it. There we go. Picture, take my picture. Wait a second. Ace of Swords up here with the deck. And then what did I say? The Star. I'm just going to pull it. All right, there we go. And this is June. What a crazy few months then. That's crazy, crazy, crazy. That's busy, busy, busy. It's maintaining and building a future, because like next year is my profession year and my 10th house, and I can't fucking fumble. I'm not going to fumble my future for any motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's crazy. Thank you. Anyway, make sure you take care of yourself. Love on yourself. Tell yourself something good in the mirror. If you're not friends with yourself, go to the mirror and just say, hey, I love you. You're doing great. I see you're working and I see your growth. And even though we don't have it together right now, we will. Because we are just Rubik's Cubes trying to find our colors. If that makes sense. Drink your water. Eat your vitamins. Snack if you can't eat. And eat if you can't snack. That doesn't make any sense. But snack if you can't eat. But make sure you eat. Nourishment's good for you. Pet a cat if you can. Or a dog will do. Have fun and stay true to you. Bye. Oh dear. Sorry, one second. Oh, poop, poop.